A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 20th, 2023. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube. Tonight, we are talking about primary elections being conducted by political parties ahead of the forthcoming general elections. But first, a look at what is happening around the world. Thousands of people led by the opposition economic freedom fighters took to the streets in South Africa today, calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign over power outages and high unemployment rate. The South African government deployed heavily armed security forces throughout the country to stop any possible disturbances. And Chinese President Xi Jinping is on a three-day visit in Moscow, seen as a rare show of support for Russian President Vladimir Putin, increasingly isolated over his war on Ukraine. The visit comes at a time when Russia and China are eager to cooperate as each of them faces its own challenges with the West. Marcus Hatton narrates this story from VOA Moscow Bureau.
The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. Experts say the proposal is especially important for China.
It is China itself that is most interested in it because the present situation is very unfavorable for it. Its economic ties are being disrupted. International trade, logistics, infrastructure. China is under a very serious pressure.
Both Beijing and Moscow have focused in recent weeks on the lifting of sanctions as a requirement to achieve peace in Ukraine, something that shows sanctions against Moscow are biting. Experts believe that China needs to get out of the current situation as much as Russia does.
Both Russia and China are under sanctions pressure from the West. Russia might be affected by this pressure more than China, but nevertheless, it is an issue for China.
On the table will also be the geopolitical confrontation of China and Russia against the West, and the support that Beijing can give to Moscow, especially now that the United States believes China could supply Russia with weapons, something Russian experts say is unlikely.
I think that Russia will hardly apply to China with such requests. I do not believe there is a serious deficiency of weapons that can't be replenished at the expense of the internal resources.
But relations between Moscow and Beijing are not perfect, and both are fighting for influence in Central Asia. Even so, having a common enemy weighs more, say observers.
There are certainly problematic issues between the countries, relations in the Central Asia region, as well as the approach dealing with the development of the Far East resources. But both Russia and China learned how to forget about them, since there are more significant objectives.
This visit by the Chinese leader will serve as a measure of how much these issues really weigh, compared to the isolation and economic hit that both nations are taking as a result of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
Back to the topic of the day, the ZANU-PF Politburo held a meeting today to check profiles of potential candidates for the forthcoming general elections. The ruling ZANU-PF party says the process of selecting candidates starts at cell level, where party members are expected to choose their representatives for the council and parliamentary elections. But some candidates are already complaining that sitting ruling party councillors and members of parliament are blocking the election of opponents. In the Citizens Coalition for Change led by Nelson Chamisa, the election directorate says the process of choosing candidates is expected to start soon. Candidates will be selected by the masses at village and township level. Other parties are conducting their own primaries in a manner they claim are driven by the people at grassroots level. Namhla sixoxa ngokhetho lwama-primary elections oluqhutshwa ngamabandla atshiyeneyo eZimbabwe. Ijali lezanupiye Politburo belilomhlangano omkhulu namhlanje wokuhlolisa amabizo alabo afisa ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo. Ele-Citizens Coalition for Change lithi abazalimela bazakhethwa nguZulu. Kambe kukhululeke kanganani ukukhethwa kwabantu kumabandla wonke. Sizalethulela konke lokhu ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. We caught up with the ZAPU spokesperson Msongelwa Ndlovu, who says his party is currently conducting democratic elections.
The Revolutionary Party ZAPU will be contesting the coming elections, and we are busy putting in place systems and measures through our branches to select and elect those who represent the party in the forthcoming elections. The party has established a national elections committee headed by the national chairperson of ZAPU, Ubaba UJZ. The committee will be sitting in the next 7 days to extrapolate and provide a framework through which our candidates will be selected. But we must emphasize that ZAPU candidate selection process is determined by the branches. The owners of the party at branch level are the ones who are going to determine who will contest on behalf of the Revolutionary Party ZAPU. So our members and supporters throughout the country and in the diaspora are urged to keep their ears on the ground, because indeed the charging bull will be in the ballot paper in the forthcoming elections.
That was ZAPU spokesperson Msongelwa Ndlovu, and Witness Dube of the MTCT says his party is conducting similar primaries.
As a party, we are in the process of our candidate selection. It has kick-started because our organizing department is all over the country putting in place teams that are going to define the modalities for each ward, for each constituency. As you know, that situations are different, and we are people of rational disputation. We believe that people must have a discussion around who should represent them. And if people agree, there will be no need for us to go the route of by-elections, because usually they are divisive, usually they are open to being manipulated and abused, maybe by people with monies and stuff like that. So if people are going to be able to agree on candidates, we will go with what they would have agreed on. But if they are not able to, then the lottery of primary elections is going to decide. But yes, it is our structures that are going to decide. We are going to have the people who are members of the party and are in the structures as the voters in those primary elections. We are not going to go to any other source or to any other stakeholder except our party membership, because those are defined in the constitution in terms of their membership and the right standing of their membership, as it were.
That was Witness Dube of the MTCT. And Effort Ncube, an independent political activist, says there's no internal democracy in all political parties.
There is yet to be democratic participation in Zimbabwean political parties. Internal democracy is still struggling. Internal democratic norms and standards, as one would expect them, are yet to be enshrined within political parties. Where they are provided for in their constitutions, in practice, there is very limited. You'll find a situation where you have primary elections. There is a lot of many things that are going wrong there. You take, for instance, within ZANU-PF, the same intimidation that you see them doing throughout the country is the same intimidation that they do within the political party. The same lack of democracy when it comes to governing the country is manifested within the ruling party itself. So they do not allow people freedom to choose as one would want to. The candidates are detected to the national leadership. The central leadership is the one that is influencing how they do things, how they get to elect people. Yes, you'll be told that there is going to be primary elections, but it's not something that is free and fair. And it is the same with many parties. Even if they do have primary elections, they are yet, even if it is fundamentally different from what ZANU-PF does, the intimidation, the beatings up, and so forth, but they are yet also to have what you call truly free and fair democratic elections.
Efford Ncube is an independent political activist. Is the selection process democratic in Zimbabwe's political parties? We'll hear more on this from our guest tonight. And joining us right now to discuss this issue, we have Mr. Tafasa Mukwadi, the Information and Communications Director of ZANU-PF. And we also have Mr. Tabang Nare. He's an independent political commentator. Let's start with you, Mr. Mukwadi. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight. So we're trying to find out, today there was a Politburo meeting. How did it go?
They are fantastic and robust, extraordinary political session today at the home of the People's Revolution, Zambia headquarters. And the discussions there focused essentially on the road towards the primary elections for selecting the representatives of ZANU-PF in the four areas of representation to both parliament and local councils, which are the Senate, the National Assembly, the youth quota, the women's quota, and the local council. And the deliberations were very open, frank, and very, very robust. And the political was able to glean name by name throughout the voting process to consider the recommendations given to it by the National Elections Directorate, of course, led by the National Political Committee. Comrade Bima, and all that I can say is that while the nation is still waiting from us, from the headquarters, in terms of the outcome, what I can assure you is that the process was aimed at making sure that we consolidate and strengthen our internal democratic system in the party. The president has been on record insisting that representatives of the party must come from the people. And therefore, the deliberate decision to go to primary election to ensure that the decision of the people carries the day and people make their choices in terms of who shall be the MP for their area, the senator, the youth quota, the women's quota, and the council. So we'll be issuing a full statement releasing the names of those that have qualified, and a few of those that have been disqualified because of various reasons, of course, among them bordering on criminality or criminal records, as well as they are standing in the park.
But we're also told, yes, we're also told, Mr. Mukwadi, that you also fear that some of the people are in the G40 faction of ZANU-PF. Can you tell us about that?
There is no G40 anymore. I think we have heard that the president informing the nation every time that that cabal was destroyed long ago. It does not have any remnants anymore. That is why all those who are associated with it, or those who are leading it at various levels, are trooping back to the party, and they are being received. So it is daydreaming for anyone to suggest that ZANU-PF is still having a hangover of who was in the G40 and who was not. That is why, if you are going to see the list of those that have been approved to contest, you will be able to see that even those that have been associated by that faction back then have been allowed to contest. Because the party, according to President Mnangagwa, grows as people troop back to the party. There's a retainee program. You may also need to know that even those who joined the party from the mainstream opposition recently and were part of the leadership of the retaining program have been allowed to condense the likes of Honorable Tongai Matiki, the likes of Chibakwa, and others who have registered interest. The party has taken a decision that those comrades must be treated with equality with the other comrades in the party.
Thank you. Yes.
Like second-class members of the party.
Yes, thank you very much, and stay on the line. Shortly, we are going to have a short break so that we can hear some other things that we have for you today. But before we take a short break, let's see what people are saying on Facebook. We've got Njabulo Spanda, who says, We know that the process Mr. Mkwati is talking about is not democratic at all because there are some challenges in terms of some people being blocked from participating in the primaries. So now let's take a short break. We're coming back soon.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about primary elections being held in Zimbabwe ahead of the country's crucial elections this year. And our guests are Mrs. Helen Chiriendenga, a member of the CCC Election Directorate, Mr. Tafaso Mukwadi of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Tabang Nare, who is an independent political commentator. So now let's go to Mrs. Chiriendenga. Welcome to the show, madam. Chiriendenga, can you hear me? I think we've lost our numbers are not going well. So let's go to Mr. Tabang Nare. I think he's on Skype. Mr. Nare, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Yes, so now based on your experience considering, primary elections, do you think there's any kind of, strong democracy in all these parties that are involved in the political process of selecting candidates for the forthcoming elections?
Thank you, Dube. What I'll do is I'll concur with your earlier guest, Mr. Ekinqube, who talked and said that internal democracy is a challenge. More so within the ZANU-PF party. We know ZANU-PF has been in power in Zimbabwe for over 42 years. We're in the 43rd year now. And in those 43 years, they have never chosen the president of the party through a primary election process. South Africa recently, the ANC, President Ramaphosa, had a duel with the former Minister of Health, Zweli Mkhize. And Ramaphosa is the one who won and retained the role of president through a primary election process conducted by the ANC.
Mm.
So that's an example. But as far as ZANU-PF is concerned, the only transition that we've had was through a coup, So we know that if the primary election process only applies to MPs, only applies to the councillors, then that primary election process shows that there is no internal democracy within the party. So, yes there's that control.
Yeah, nxa singakhuluma ngesintu sibili ubona ngazani abantu bakhululeka kanganani kumabandla lawa nxa ukuthi bengena khonapho bedinga abantu okumele bebamele kukhetho oluzayo.
Yeah, esikubonayo ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lebusayo sukusela ngo-1980 akuzake kukhethwe upresident wepharty kuncintiswana phakathi kwepharty. Yinto engavunyelwayo, yinto engumhlolo. Yikho uthe umgabe ephuma wangena umlankagwanye khu. So nxa usenza ama-primary elections akumelanga kube lesikhundla okuthiwa lesi isikhundla akula muntu ovunyelwe ukuthi engene kuso. Zonke izikhundla zephathi kumele kuvunyelwe ukuthi kube lokuncintiswana kuzo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mr. Nare. We just lost Mrs. Helen Chiriendenga. And she says she's back online. And then I've got Mr. Ostalo Siziba, who is on standby. He says we can call him and he will join the show. So let's go back to Ubaba Utafazwa Mkwadi. Mkwadi, so looking at what is happening in your party, we know that, you know, this internal democracy situation sometimes goes haywire. We have got some people who are saying, oh, okay, I'll come back to you, Mr. Mkwadi, in a few seconds. So, Mrs. Shiretenga, welcome to the program. Shiretenga,
good evening, everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, how are you going to conduct your own primaries in CCC? Just briefly.
My apologies. Sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Oh, so how are you going to conduct your primaries? Or you call them primary elections or some other words, you know, in terms of looking for people that are going to represent your party in the next elections. How are you going to select the people?
Okay. With us, we've adopted a new candidate selection process, which we call the community consensus candidate
selection. Your phone is cutting.
Primary elections.
Yes, don't move around. Your phone was almost cutting. Don't move around. Go ahead, Ma.
Yes. In our, what we have noted with the primary elections is that
no, I think we've got a poor connection. So, yes. Yeah, okay, we'll call it again. So, what I was looking at the way candidates are being selected, we've heard some people complaining that they are being blocked by sitting councillors and sitting, members of parliament. So how democratic, really, is your process, you know?
Let me just tell you once and for all. The process of primary elections, for example, is an internal process. And at this stage, I don't see the reason why it should be scrutinized by the media, especially the media so far away from us. We haven't completed the agility process with ourselves in general. But already I can feel and hear noises from other people that you have recruited as panelists on this program to debate about the project that they have no knowledge about. And already they are casting assumptions over Zambia primary when they are not even in a Zambia shell, and we have never even asked them to be our members. So if they want to be members of Zambia, they are free to do so. Once they have done that, then they can access that information. Insofar as they are not members of Zambia, I don't know what they want to do with that information. That is a matter of strategy. And those primary elections are an internal public democratic process for members of them too, not for the media or for those that call themselves analysts when they are opposition or just hiding behind the take of analysis.
But you are actually a ruling party, so you are subject to scrutiny by all means.
We are a ruling party, and probably so. We are a ruling party and totally so. We are not a ruling party by mistake. We are a ruling party because we are a product of the generality of the people of Zimbabwe in their majority. And that is why we set our processes with much more responsibility, bearing in mind that we should take this process very seriously. Not any other system, not any other person or any other political party is engaged in this process that we are doing. That is why if you go to the opposition in DPC, they are in the process of having their leader singularly appointing members of parliament for his people. There is no democracy. There is no consensus, as it were. There is no rigorous process that is quantitative and scientific and methodical to speak to their candidates. He is looking at the facial expression of the person. He is looking at their complexion. He is looking at the size of their body, the back and the front and the up, the top and down, to choose whether they can be a candidate or not. In that case, we don't do that. We go to the people.
Yeah, so in fact, the problem is that he's not around to actually defend himself. But we're coming back to you shortly, or maybe in Shona. Just briefly, I'll give you a minute to say whether you are democratic or not. Go ahead, in Shona.
And
kuti kana taakuchaga vamiriri vamapiunhu maparamendi masenati youth quota women's quota makanzero ava hanisi baita romutungamiri wezanupf kana vakuru kuti vachize kuti uyo ndiye unoita uyo haiti nokuti mutsangano wakaiswa kuvanhu ndotenga mutsangano wezanupf uchii wakasimbira kuvanhu kumasero kuya ndokuno vanhu vanoronga kuti toita sei nenzvimbo yekwedu votsvaga vatungamiri wavanoda nenzira yokuvhota ende vanovhota vanhu vari mutero rezanupf ndo rejista redu ndovhota seroro mutsangano vanhu ivava vachasangana kana ichinge taparura zuva redu nhasi taita mutsangano mukuru wepolitbureau wekuronga kuti tichafambisa seisaridzo idzi uye ndivamwani vanokwarifai nevasingakwarifai ende patirikuita izvozvo hatisi kuzviita tine chinanga chekuti pawanikwe vanonzi ava vakodzeri asi hakuzoshayikiwo vaviri vatatu vanenge vasina kumira zvakanaka mumusangano nemhosva dzakasiyana siyana ndo hakundikani but ruzhinji rwose ndingati 99.9% yevanhu vakaapplya kuti vamirire matunhu ikwavo muzanupf vatenderwa ndozvotsvaga kura mutsangano
wezanupfmutsangano
kuita izvozvo vamwe vatiri kukwikwidzana navo havasi kuita tsika iyoyo yokutarisa yokuenda kuvanhu kuti vapiwe makandidhetes avo nevanhu
wakurwadziwa
kana ndakutaura
nezwewe're trying to balance here we've got Mr. Nare is still on the line so that we play a fair game here. So as a referee, I need to balance the time. So, Mr. Nare, you have heard what Mr. Mkwati is saying. So can you react to what he's saying?
Yeah, so it looks like there is guided candidate selection within ZANU because instead of the primary elections taking place in the district, in the provinces, you know, through their election directorate, you actually have to get people to actually go to Harare, you know. So instead of decisions being made in Mutare, in Maswingo, in Bulawayo, these decisions are being made in Harare. This is the picture that we are getting, that how can you vet all these representatives in Harare? Let the ZANU-PF members choose for themselves in these cells that they are talking about. And let those elections be free and fair. Let there be no intimidation, no violence within ZANU-PF, because that violence is then transposed from the party. Then when you have national elections, that violence again, that culture is the culture that we need to deal with. Every Zimbabwean needs to participate in their political party of their choice and choose whichever candidate they'd like to vote for, and be free to vote without any intimidation, without any violence.
Yeah, nxa ungofaka ngesintu sibili ubona zani ke kubakhululeka kanganani abantu nxa ukuthi bedingwa khonapho njalo labo labo abadinga abantu ukuthi babamele kukhululeka kanganani nani. 1 minute.
Yeah, ukhetha abakhokheli kumele kube yinto elula, into engelabudlwangudlwangu, into abantu abangagcine kuliwa abanye begcina bebulawa. Abantu sibonile ukuthi kuthiwa i-Politburo ihlangene eHarare ukuthi ikhethe yona abantu abazamela abantu. Kodwa nje ama-members ezanupf kumele ekhululeke ukuthi ekhethe abantu abazomela, bebakhetha besewange, hayi kunti wonke umuntu uzomele ehambe eHarare ukuthi kuyevunywa ibizo lakhe. Even layo i-CCC nxa izakhetha abantu, abantu labo kumele bekhethwe ezindaweni zabo. Kube lukhetho olu-free and fair, abantu bekhululeke ukukhetha noba yibona laba abakhona khathi esemahofisini kumbe ngabantu abatsha abafuna ukuthi bengene bemele abantu bengo-m p njalo bengokhansila.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Nare, ungadinwa lakusasa. We've come to the end of our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening and let's meet again next time. This is Kip Stube in Washington DC. Good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you.